How do refugees adjust from life in war zones to life here in Washington State? Ranj Abdul Samad has firsthand experience with how hard that transition can be. In 2008, he worked as a nurse in Iraq and also took a part-time job with the Army Corps of Engineers. That's when he says he became a target for terror groups. So he fled the country. And in 2012, he arrived here in Seattle as a refugee. Now he helps other refugees get settled into their new lives. He's a caseworker with Lutheran Community Services. He told KOW's Bill Radke about the time he was working at a hospital in Kirkuk when it came under attack.
At nighttime, there was shooting, and they killed 7 security guys in the hospital, and they killed one of the nurses, and 2 doctors got injured or killed. I don't remember the number because it was a very big mess at that time. And we realized that that's the point where everybody working in the health department is targeted by the terrorists too.
You're in this hospital. You've realized that the danger is even closer or even worse, you know, than you had realized. How did that lead you to this decision to come here?
Every day you see your friends, your colleague who was working with you, sitting on the same chair, working in the same unit, helping same patient, and he's gone. He will be just a sign on the hospital wall for 3 days, and like every day you have 1 or 2 or 3 of your friends just gone. One of them was my professor. He was he just didn't pay the terrorists, and they killed him. So I was saying, like, I'm not different from those people who are getting kidnapped or killed on the street, and nobody's protecting them. So that was the point that I said, since they could get into the hospital, so it's like the fire right now is in my house. So I will be burned soon if I don't escape.
What kind of adjustment was that, coming from what you'd been through?
Well, there is something that is difficult for me to talk about when I was here and my family was in real danger back home. And you, every day, you open the social media and you see one of your friends with a black tag on his photo, and they say he just got killed. And every day there was, like, once a week at least you see one of your friends being killed or being kidnapped back home, and you don't know about them. Even sometimes you are afraid to call families. Sometimes you call somebody and you find he's dead, and you ask the family, where is X person? And they say, oh, he didn't hear about, he got kidnapped and he got killed. That period was very hard for us here, when even it was affecting our concentration to work here or to adjust here at that point, until we just could, like, find something to be really busy with, as like people taking medications to be away from the pain. We were just getting something to be busy with, just to be away from that pain.
Why is the first year that a refugee is in the United States, why is that year so important?
The first year is that those people will come with a lot of stuff, especially they have big emotional and cultural trauma when they arrive here in U.S. Different culture, different stuff. And their life will be changed from, I can't say that it will be as difficult as back home, but it will be, only the security will not be the issue. The rest is even bigger. They will be away from their family. There is no community support. There is no, even they don't have relatives here to go to. So that would make them by themselves. So whoever has language, they can survive. The rest, nobody even will hire them because they don't have history of working in the United States. Nobody will hire somebody who doesn't speak language, and they will not accept them to do any job here. Nobody will give them, even rent them a house. I need to do background check on you to give you a house, and they don't have that. So those all are things that they will struggle with at the beginning. Then later on, when they just start to stand up, they will start, when they are running out of the welcome cash and those in the first 3 months, then they have no job. So they will be struggling with the bills, with life. Issues will start after a few months when they are here. So when we support those new arrivals at the beginning, those resettlement agencies, they are doing great when people just arrive, but the period of time is really short, that they serve them only 3 months. So the longer they serve them, those families will be productive in the near future for the United States.
The Republican presidential candidates are saying we should keep refugees from the Middle East out of the United States. The front runner, Donald Trump, says we should bar all Muslims from the United States. How do these comments affect you and the refugees you work with?
Well, those statements will create bigger issues in the near future because it will show the mainstream in the United States that the Muslims are a problem. So it will create issue with the million. I don't know the number of Muslims living in the United States. They are millions here, and they were in this country, and they are in this government, and they are in this community, and they are productive, and there is a lot of Muslims which they did change here. They are doctors, they are nurses, they are pharmacists, they are reporters, they are working, they are in the community. So how about those Muslims? What are they to that statement? Are they also not welcomed here? So this will create bigger questions in the future. And when we say no to Muslim refugees, what's the differences between the Muslim refugee and the non-Muslim refugee? And how can I say that this one is should be banned? What, depending on what? What are the data that I do have to say that statement? So since we have Muslims living here, we should compare with those here. So are the Muslims here productive? The answer is yes, sure. They are in the community and they are doing goods for the country. So those are the same who are still waiting. And we should go back and ask the question why they flee, why they run away from their country. Because they just need to escape, not to be killed by those radical groups.
Ranj Abdul Samad came to America as a Kurdish refugee in 2012. He's now a caseworker with Lutheran Community Services helping other refugees get settled into their new lives.